A tool for freedom. How a simple long white cane helped member Terry regain his independence and use his experience to support a fellow member. When blind veterans Terry and Dave met at a Blind Veterans UK coffee morning in Sleaford, Lincolnshire, they quickly realised how much they had in common. Both had long military careers, both lost their sight later in life, and both had hesitated at the thought of using a long cane. But, as Dave soon discovered, Terry had already learned what a difference the right support could make. It gave me my freedom back. Terry spent 22 years serving with the Royal Green Jackets, with postings from Berlin to Cyprus and the Falklands. After leaving the army, he enjoyed civilian life and spent his free time fishing until he noticed something wasn't right. I couldn't see to tie knots when fishing. I went to the optician, and before I knew it, I was being sent to the hospital. I was diagnosed with age-related macular degeneration, and my vision just got worse from there. Terry struggled to come to terms with his sight loss. I was angry. I kept asking myself, why me? What have I done to deserve this? Everyday things like making a cup of tea or crossing the road became so frustrating. I felt like I couldn't do anything without someone guiding me. I felt like I'd lost my independence. Things started to change when Terry was introduced to Blind Veterans UK. His community support worker, Lizzie, suggested he attend a long cane training. I thought, that's not for me. I didn't want people looking at me differently, but Terry's wife wasn't having it. She told me, people are putting themselves out for you. You should give something back. So I went, and at first I was petrified. I was used to holding on to someone's arm, but with the cane, suddenly I had nothing to lean on and I started to panic. I just couldn't get in step with it. The next day, Terry tried again and took the cane outside for the first time. I started thinking about my army drill movements. The cane goes to your right, your left leg moves forward. It's like swinging your arms in drill. It suddenly clicked. I could feel what surface I was on. I could tell if there was something in front of me. And then I realised I was free. I didn't have to rely on anyone anymore. Now Terry calls the cane his tool for freedom. I used to sit indoors and mope. But now I've got my cane. Nothing stops me. I'm off. Helping a fellow veteran. When Terry met Dave for the first time, he immediately recognised the reluctance he once had. Dave, who spent more than 30 years in the RAF as a pilot and air traffic controller, had also been diagnosed with macular degeneration. I thought it wasn't for me, that I wasn't ready for it. My sight loss has been gradual, so I've managed. I wear good boots for bumpy surfaces and I can walk about quite freely during the day. I don't generally fall over. I might tumble or bump into things, he admitted. But as time went on, things became harder. My central vision has gotten worse. At home, I struggle with pouring tea or cooking. Dave was given practical support, including a magnifier and a talking watch. But like Terry, he wasn't keen on cane training. That changed when they met at a Blind Veterans UK coffee morning in Sleaford. Dave said he didn't want a cane, that he didn't need it. Terry recalled, I told him that was my attitude, mate. But once I got my cane, it opened everything up. There's no shame in it, far from it. It gives you your independence back. Dave shared, Terry told me, he had felt the same way, but now he wouldn't be without it. We come from similar service backgrounds, so his words stuck with me. At the coffee morning, Terry let Dave try out his cane, showing him how to treat it like a drill movement. "I think that's what pinned it for him," Terry said. "I hope he does the training and makes it work for him." "And Dave?" "I've booked my first week of training now," he shared. "I'm hoping to do some physio too, so I can keep walking for a long time." The power of peer support. For both Terry and Dave, meeting fellow veterans who understood their struggles made all the difference. Now, both veterans make it a point to encourage others. "At meetups, I make a point of speaking to everyone," Dave added. "Some people are quiet or don't know what to expect, so I ask about their service or what they've been up to. It's good to connect, because sometimes it's just a conversation over coffee that makes the biggest difference."